Then, Arthur's fingers stroke very slowly across Merlin's throat. Merlin surges forward and meets Arthur's lips with his own. He half remembers a drunken kiss in the moonlight not 3 weeks ago, but years have passed since then, and there's nothing hesitant or gentle about the way he claims Arthur's mouth now. He forces his tongue between the slightly parted lips, savoring the way Arthur gasps, the way the hand drops from his throat to flutter at his hips instead. It's that tentative little touch at his side that floods him with rage, sharp and immediate. Why is Arthur unsure now, when a minute ago he looked ready to end Merlin's life? Where is his bravado, his arrogance? Merlin can't fight back against tenderness. He needs a monster to rail at. Without breaking the kiss, he pulls Arthur towards his body, smashing their hips together. Another quick movement and he's reversed their positions, pinning Arthur against the bars in front of him. He brings up his hand to fist in Arthur's hair, twisting at the roots until Arthur grunts in pain. Then Merlin's biting at his mouth, swallowing down the noises Arthur makes, nipping at his lower lip until he can taste blood, hot and sudden. Merlin is so angry, so fucking angry about being kidnapped and threatened and held here, about what Arthur and men like Arthur have done to him all his life. He wants to hurt Arthur, and he wants to fuck Arthur, and he wants to hold Arthur close to his body and breathe him in. The intensity of his feeling scares him, so he grinds up against Arthur again, pushing their hips together, trying to force Arthur to hit him, to shove him off, to do something. But Arthur only moans, quietly, with a mouth full of blood and a dazed look in his half-closed eyes. He tries to pull back a little, but Merlin holds his head in place, giving his hair a little tuck to let him know he's not the one in charge anymore. Merlin is now, and he can make Arthur pay if he wants to. Arthur doesn't object. He goes passive in Merlin's grip, opening up his mouth to let Merlin plunder it with his tongue. Merlin's thrusting up against his crotch now, like he's trying to fuck him through their clothing, and Arthur meets each harsh impact with only the faintest of noises. He can feel Arthur getting hard, feel his own cock straining at his jeans. Merlin releases his lips to suck on his neck, applying pressure until little marks raise on Arthur's skin, vividly red. Arthur doesn't object. His head is thrown back against the bars, eyes shut. Merlin doesn't like that. Arthur's not allowed to disconnect from this, so he rams his hips forward hard, and eyes fly open, looking straight into his own. Arthur looks... He doesn't know how Arthur looks, but whatever he can read in those piercing eyes makes him want to take a step back and think about what he's doing for a second. This is all wrong. He uncurls his fingers from Arthur's hair, wincing to feel how tightly his hand was clenched. He's in the process of backing away when suddenly Arthur's finger hooks into the belt loop on his jeans. He tucks Merlin forward and back onto his lips, and this time he's the one to slip his tongue into Merlin's mouth to pull him flush up against his body. Merlin can't object. The anger is draining away, but the heat is still there, and he needs this so badly. He starts thrusting again, more rhythmic this time, less mindless. Although the animalistic part of him is still awake and growling, still yearning to bend Arthur over the bed and fuck him till he's sated. He compromises by latching his teeth onto Arthur's neck, not biting hard, but biting all the same, leaning into Arthur as he jerks his hips fitfully. He lets out a groan when he feels Arthur's hand slide down to undo the button on his jeans, yanking the zip down and reaching inside his boxers to grasp at his aching cock. It's too much. It's too far. At least with their clothes on, they can still lay claim to being gripped by some sort of temporary insanity. But this... Arthur's hand is hot and increasingly slick with Merlin's pre-com, and there's no denying this now. They've crossed the line for good. So Merlin gives way to the madness and tucks at Arthur's jeans until he can stick his hand inside. The angle is all wrong, there can be no finesse, but neither of them care as they rut into each other's palms, sweat-soaked and panting like animals. Arthur is making little choked moans as Merlin works him up and down, his forehead coming down to rest on Merlin's shoulder as he slowly loses control. Merlin kisses his hair, turns sideways to lick at his ear even as he feels the familiar pressure building within that tells him his release is not far off. He strips Arthur's cock faster, wanting to make him finish first so he can win whatever fucked up game they're playing now. He tastes success when Arthur stiffens against him, whimpering Merlin's name as his cock spasms and pulses out its load in Merlin's hand. But it doesn't feel like victory until a minute later when Merlin grips onto Arthur's shirt and comes with a shudder that wrecks his whole body, a soft cry falling from his lips. They are still for a moment, leaning against each other. Then Merlin withdraws his hand from Arthur's underwear, still sticky with cum, and brings it up to his mouth. He watches Arthur's eyes widen as he licks a deliberate line across his palm, tasting Arthur's bend on his tongue. His suspicion that Arthur's never one to back down from a challenge is confirmed when Arthur releases his now-limp cock with one last stroke, and then draws his hand up to his own mouth to lick it clean. It's the hottest thing that Merlin's ever seen, and it's also so intimate that he suddenly wants to cry. What had all this been for? They aren't boyfriends, they aren't lovers, they aren't even strangers meeting in a moment of tryst. They're a hostage and a captor. Merlin is being held against his will, and Arthur's the one holding him. Is this Stockholm Syndrome? How has he succumbed so quickly to the person he's supposed to hate? Merlin thinks about their first meeting and the dinner out, and the kiss near the van. He'd liked Arthur then, had wanted him then. That should have changed after everything that had happened, but there was still some small part of him that carried on wanting, and he couldn't understand why. There had to be something else, some deeper connection that would make this burning attraction seem right, make the guilt and shame go away. Moved by an urgent need to prove that this is something more, that he hasn't completely lost his mind, Merlin starts taking off his clothes. He peels off his t-shirt and throws it into the corner, then chucks off his already loosened jeans. He meets Arthur's eyes as he pulls down his boxers, stepping out of them, slowly and then standing still. Stripped bare, completely vulnerable to Arthur's eyes. His only adornment, the art on his skin, the mark of his father on his chest. He lets Arthur see it all. This is me. Look at me. Touch me. Know me. Arthur's eyes drink him in. He looks how Merlin feels, excited and overcome and afraid. He takes one halting step towards Merlin. The kiss is quiet, if a kiss can be so. Their lips barely touching, their bodies drawn together. Then Merlin's reaching forward, scrabbling at the hem of Arthur's shirt, wanting to see all of him too. A hand stays him. He looks up at Arthur and sees a shadow pass over his face. Please, Merlin says, aching without knowing why. A tremor passes through Arthur, and he shakes his head once, twice.
I can't.
Then Arthur's gone, and Merlin's left naked in his cell, sweat rapidly cooling on his skin.